I do the same thing. I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change, even though I never could. I know I'll find nobody as good as you. Need you to stay, 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 need you to stay. The word stay is a very powerful word. Unless you're talking to my mom's dog, who ignores this command and runs around like a cunt. Stay, Bailey! Stay, Bailey! Nah, mate, fuck off. You can't tell me to stay. That's controlling behaviour, you prick. But stay is usually a powerful word. And I've heard this word twice said to me, and I've said it once, and it always comes at the same time. At the end of a relationship. Relationships often end in the same way, don't they? They're on, they're off, they're on, they're off, they're on. And then finally they're off. And then they're on again, then they're off. Staggering towards the finish line like a stricken athlete. It's over. They've lost. It's embarrassing. Seen these stricken athletes? There was a spate of them at the Olympics this year. I've hurt my leg, but I must finish. I must hobble on to the end. Nah, mate, it's over. They saw it done years ago when it was the first time somebody did it. It was Derek Redmond, wasn't it? You know, 1992 Olympics. I think it was about 200 metres from the finish. He'd pulled his hamstring. And his dad came down and it was very emotional. And he hobbled around on one leg. And oh my God, it was so... just hit you right there, and he wanted to stay till the finish. That was Derek Redmond. He was the first. He was the first one to do this. So that's allowed. Everyone else who's injured, get off the fucking track, guys. It's over. It's over. You're just holding everyone up. Get off the track. Ditto for relationships. It's over. First breakup means it's over. Stop getting back together once, twice, three times a loser. Just because it's easy to have sex again with each other. Stop being so childish. You're just holding up everyone else from being with you. Hobbling around with your pulled hamstring dick, trying to squeeze a little more toothpaste from the tube. It's empty, guys. Jog on. It's done. We are done. But you can't help it, can you? You can't help it. You look into the eyes of the person you once loved and what else can you do than plead? Need you to stay, need you to stay, stay. Sometimes they do and sometimes they don't, but always when you hear that word, stay, it's over. Because one of you wants to leave. And as soon as one of you wants to leave, that's it. Get off the track and let's open up the field again. That is it. Apart from once, she said stay, and I didn't stay, and it was so fucking rude, and there's a bigger reason why I left, and... but I guess one of the reasons was I thought there'd be another day. That was my moment to stay. And I fucked it. We both wanted me to stay. And I fucked it. If you both want to stay, then stay. Don't go or you'll regret it forever. There may never be another day. Stay. But I repeat, if one of you thinks leave or says leave, then go. Otherwise, you're an athlete a clear 28 years after Derek Redmond's heroics, still clogging up the airwaves with your vacuous gestures. Look, we all feel sorry for you. You've hurt your leg, but sticking around like a bad smell is frankly testing our patience. It's fucked. So swallow it up, sunshine, and do one, because no dad, no mum, no relative, no friend is coming to escort you to the finish line, because we're all embarrassed and you need to go. And the best thing about going, it's great. You can run a new race soon. You can stay with someone else. And you may not think it now, hobbling as you are to a finish. But believe me, be strong. Keep that dignity. Because, my friend, let me tell you one thing that I've learned. If you give up and get off the track and open up the field, well, your personal best may be just around the corner.